Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 704, King for Just One Day, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from some amazing blogs and books. Now let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. King for Just One Day by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. These summer vacations are great. I'm sitting in a 150-year-old house in the heart of downtown Hamilton, Ontario, enjoying the steamy warmth of the Great Lakes area, the lush vegetation and well-tended gardens that only our elders seem to master, and some of the world's best home cooking. During earlier stops on this same trip, I had the pleasure of touring the nicest district of a historic city, drinking new kinds of beer with interesting new people, eating in a stylish Colombian restaurant, who knew those even existed, zooming along the Chicago waterfront in a brand new luxury motorboat, and riding around in the fast and expensive cars of various friends. I've even had the chance to spend quite a few hours playing with the latest gadgets, iPads and the BlackBerry Playbook tablet, new computers and a gigantic 3D television. All of these things seem pretty prestigious. Each one of them would take quite a bit of effort and money if I wanted to incorporate them into my own daily life back in Colorado. But while I enjoyed each experience to its fullest, I have no plan to copy any of them. And that's because of a trick I have adopted. I like to call it the King for Just One Day method. You see, luxury experiences are luxurious precisely because they are novel. If you ask a kid who has grown up in a waterfront mansion how excited he is about his parents' house, he'll probably describe the experience in pretty mundane terms. As you get used to a new luxury, the fun rapidly wears off. Most of the fun happens right at the beginning. When I bought myself a really fast motorcycle back in 2001, the best riding experience was the first day I took it up into the mountains. If I bought myself that Tesla Roadster I occasionally fantasize about, the peak experience would again be those first few days or weeks of ownership. The fancy boat in Chicago would lose its thrill after the first season, and a fancy restaurant becomes commonplace after a few visits. But that doesn't change the fact that the initial thrill is pretty exciting. And luckily, in our modern and prosperous world, friendly people like you Mustachians are likely to be exposed to plenty of those thrills whether you seek them out or not. You might end up in a job where you get to take business trips, bringing your fancy gadgets and special bags onto a jet that can take you to beautiful and distant parts of the planet. You might even get to purchase a salad of seared ahi tuna over a bed of mixed greens with a rich sesame ginger dressing while your employer pays the bill. Others will get a chance to swim amongst tropical fish in crystal clear turquoise seas, or sleep in the home of a very wealthy friend or family member, enjoying a view or amenities that most of our fellow humans could only dream of. Even more fun than sharing these peak experiences offered by others is offering your own, When a friend visits my house for the first time, I'm pleased to provide the insider's tour of some of the world's best snowboarding, mountain biking, brew pubs, and camping and river activities. These things have become commonplace for me, but usually seem pretty amazing to new guests. The key to making the most of these experiences is to enjoy them for what they are without idolizing them as a necessary part of everyday life. All of us have got plenty of neat things to keep us busy in life, and if you take a careful inventory, you'll see that there are already many options you already have that are going unused. So when you experience new things that seem better than the equivalent things in your own life, avoid the temptation to copy them. I don't need to get my own new yacht because I've already rated that best first day courtesy of my friend's new yacht. I don't need to buy a seared ahi tuna salad in a prestigious coastal restaurant every day because I already enjoy that initial thrill during a business trip. I don't even need other amazing new experiences every day because even amazing days would start to blur together if they weren't properly grounded with days of quiet introspection and other days of good old-fashioned hard work. Lower income people can lose their envy of the rich by learning that a life of constant luxury is not any better than a life of simplicity punctuated by the plentiful novelty that life automatically invents for us. And rich people can lose their slavery to their own wealth by learning that seeking out constant luxury is like listening to a radio where someone flips from one station to the next every few seconds. Listen to the whole song, then listen to the whole album, and if you can handle it, try making some of your own music. Write your own list of the ways that you've got it good, and then dig in and enjoy them all this summer before going out to purchase any more add-ons to your already great life. You just listened to the post titled King for Just One Day by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. I should have narrated this in the summer. That would have made more sense. Although maybe you're listening to this in the future and it is summer. In that case, it works. But I definitely agree, all our luxuries wear off pretty quickly. I think that's why I like to keep things in new condition. Like when I lived by myself, I didn't have many things at all around, and the things I did use didn't show a lot of wear and tear. It felt kind of less like a house and more like a museum in that way. But I don't know, when I'm on my own like that, I tend to keep things super tidy and in brand new conditions so it still feels new to me. I try to keep the inside of my car like that too. The outside, not so much. That'll do it for today. Hope you're having a great day, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.